Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
This is the nature of a party. That's the nature of this whole building joy together.
We savage
and he's a
LiveWire podcast radio.
Wait, LiveWire?
It's fun.
Total radio.
Yes, this is Savvy here, and yes, this is LiveWire Podcast Radio, the award-winning show that nurtures brand new music from all four corners of this planet. Now, this week on the show, we got something very special for you, and you know what? Let's just get straight into it. These guys need no introduction because they're so cool. Check them out right here on LiveWire Podcast Radio.
Explode the radio.
All right. Hey, this is Adam.
This is Gary.
And you're listening to Burn the Reds on Podcast Radio.
LiveWire Podcast Radio. Let's try again.
Shit, we suck.
Radio. That was Burn the Rez here on LiveWire Podcast Radio with their track Remembered, and they're with me here in the studio via Skype. Hey guys, how are you going?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for joining me on the show, and you're regular listeners of LiveWire Podcast Radio, hey?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, you sound really professional, very good.
Well, thank you very much. And they do say I have a face for radio, so there you go. But, you know, my podcast, I don't think the sound of it compares to anything like your music. That is truly unbelievable.
Thank you. Thanks. That's awesome. Appreciate it.
So where are you guys based?
We're based out of Rhode Island. in USA.
And what a lovely place it is too. Big shout out to all the people in the United States. Whew, feel better now. So how many of you are in the band?
It's me, Adam,
and Gary.
Two people.
Yep, two-man band.
Whoa, hang on. There's only two of you, and you come up with such an incredibly big sound and so many different instruments.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're a two-man band, which is kind of unusual for rock music, definitely. You might hear that in other genres, but rock music usually isn't like that. We're two people, self-produced, 100% self-produced. So between the two of us, we really handle everything from the performances to the production of the music, the recording mix. Mastering all of that.
Yeah, basically every single part of it.
Wow, that's actually incredible. That's amazing. So let me sum up here. You're all self-produced. You write your own material. You perform it, record it, mix it, master it, and then you market it yourself. That truly is incredible. So a massive congratulations.
Thanks.
And are you all self-taught with these skills, or were you actually taught them?
Mixture of both. I mean,
mixture of both. Like, Gary went to school for music recording, so, I mean, that helped ridiculously a lot. I mean, there's no way that we would ever be able to do what we do if he did not go to school for music recording.
But still, in the process of the album, even going to school for recording, you don't really learn how to produce a whole album. So it was a lot of trial and error and a lot of learning along the way.
I agree with that, and I can relate to it as well. I've been doing audio for about 14 years and audio production, and I find myself constantly learning new equipment, learning brand new recording methods, and just evolving as things change. So it's a never-ending learning process.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had been doing it for probably about 10 years when we started recording the album, and I had no idea how bad I was at it until I was trying to sound like something on the radio. So yeah, we definitely learned along the way, along the year and a half that we were recording and mixing this album.
And talking of the album, let's play another track from it. This is a cover that Burn the Res did of one of Madonna's tracks. It's called La Isla Bonita. You heard it here first on Livewire Podcast Radio. And just a little hint for you. Crank it to 11.
Last night I dreamt of San Pedro. Feels like I had never gone. I knew the song. Young girl with eyes like a desert. It all seems just like yesterday, not far away. Tropical, the island breeze. All things are well and free. This is where I want to be. Life's a bonita.
Explode the Radio.
That was Burn the Reds covering Madonna's track La Isla Bonita right here on Livewire Podcast Radio. Probably one of my favorites too.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys get that a lot?
No, it's just funny that like we turned a pop song like that into like a hard rock cover. You know what I mean?
I think it works really well. It sounds great. Is it better than the original?
No comment.
Put you on the spot there. Okay, we'll not answer that one. So do you guys do a lot of covers, or do you mix it up, do originals as well? I guess you do.
No, I mean, we do our originals. Like on this album, we have one cover. Right now the album's done, and we're kind of focusing more of our attention on doing a couple covers of like pop songs like that. That you wouldn't really expect to hear as a hard rock cover song. So we're definitely going to be releasing a couple more of those pop songs like that.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to kind of get heard by an audience that might not have heard you otherwise. Like with the Madonna song, for instance, we tweeted all the Madonna fan clubs with that song and got retweeted a lot. And a lot, you could tell by the YouTube views that you know, it was spreading around quite a bit.
The power of social media, spread the word a bit and people will check your stuff out. So let's go back to the very start now. How did you guys first meet?
That's actually a kind of funny story. We met back in high school. Gary was going to this private school that he got kicked out of. And so he started hanging out with a couple of my friends. And at that time, I had a fake ID, and I happened to buy him some beer one night, and we started talking and realized that we both play guitar and he sings, and we both had the same interest in music, and we kind of went from there. Kind of been playing ever since.
Well, thanks to alcohol.
Yeah.
They're all good things start.
That's right. Oh, geez, now I've got to put in a disclaimer. Livewire Podcast Radio does not endorse the use of excessive alcohol. There you go. Now, we've heard a couple of your tracks already, so we got a good idea of your genre, but how would you describe your genre? How do you see it?
Well, I mean, we hear a lot of terms to describe our genre. It's hard rock or maybe alternative metal. Some people call it symphonic rock, which is a term I'd never heard before until we put the album out. But it's the type of music where it's got all the things where you would expect from a hard rock band, like big drums and loud guitar and all those things, a kind of punchy, loud, in-your-face sound. But a lot of the things that you wouldn't expect to hear from a rock band, like tons of piano and violin and cello.
Yeah, like, I mean, the piano and the strings are really key to our sound. I mean, they're just as important as a guitar. We rely very, very heavily on them to really create our overall texture of the sound.
Well, it is working and it sounds amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. I mean, we kind of like went into this with like really no rules. Like, we didn't care if we were in a chorus and it was full on heavy. Like, you know what? Screw it. I think a piano might sound good here. Let's throw a piano here, or let's throw a violin over all this stuff. And if it sounded melodic and if it was catchy, we just went with it. We kept it. We really didn't have any rules as far as what should and shouldn't go somewhere.
Too many hollow remedies to prolong suffering, and still we indoctrinate another generation to be misguided like they are.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Livewire. Okay, I got Burn the Reds here in the studio with me this week on Livewire Podcast Radio. And guys, let's just focus on your name now. Burn the Reds, that's an interesting name. Where did it come from and what does it mean to you?
All right, well, back to drinking again.
My finger is on the trigger button for the disclaimer. Okay, here we go.
Well, in high school, we used to always go out to a local reservoir over here in Rhode Island. We used to go out there all the time and drink and play guitars and have parties out there with bonfires and stuff like that. And so we just called it, decided that, hey, screw it. Let's call the album, let's make our band name Burn the Res. So
yeah, it's about having fires at the reservoir, pretty
so
much.
We didn't screw it, let's do it.
Wow, I wish my childhood was a bit like that. You know, drinking alcohol and setting fire to reservoirs. Cool.
I swear we're not alcoholics. I swear to God.
No, I'm kidding. Now, what I want to know is, there's only two of you, like you mentioned before, but there's so many different instruments in your tracks. Everything from strings to drums to electric guitars and even acoustic guitar. Do you play all of the instruments or is it a combination of live and virtual?
Yeah, so they're a combination of both. So we have a combination of live instruments and virtual instruments. So most of the live instruments are like, you know, guitar, voice, all of the guitars, bass guitar, violin, a lot of some percussion, acoustic guitar. The drums are virtual, and that's probably the, and there's some synth sounds and kind of like drum machine loops and stuff in there too. That's virtual, but everything else is at least partially live. For the strings, we kind of use some live and some virtual layered together.
Now, we know that you guys have known each other for a really long time and you've been playing for a long time as well, but it's only like in the last couple of years you've decided to put an album together, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, that's when we basically decided probably about like a year and a half ago that, hey, we should probably record an album. And we used to play together a lot, like back in high school, but then we took probably about like 10 years off from music because we had families and stuff like that and careers and stuff. And then we got together like a year and a half ago and we just said, hey, why don't we put an album together? And yeah, we just kind of started like a year and a half ago putting an album together with just basic songs and just kind of went from there with the album.
Yeah, trying to work around our family schedules, our career, and the fact that we live about an hour away from each other. So it was a challenge. I mean, we might have been able to do it in a shorter period of time, but yeah, we had to work around quite a bit to get it done.
Yeah.
Savvy here. It's Live Wire Podcast Radio, the award-winning show that nurtures brand new music from all over the world. That last track was called Absolute, and it was by my guest here in the studio this week via Skype, Burn the Res. Now, guys, how can people follow you? How can they get hold of your music?
Yeah, so, I mean, you can preview all of our songs from this debut album on burntheres.com, and Rez is spelled R-E-Z. You can follow us at Twitter on Twitter, at Burn the Res. Facebook is the same thing, Burn the Res. We're on iTunes. We're being sold on CD Baby. So pretty much anywhere you go, Amazon, anywhere you go, you'll probably find us for sale. And YouTube, too, if you want to check out the full-length songs. We have every song from the album on YouTube as well.
So there you go, podcast peeps. Remember to check out those locations for Burn the Res. Do a little search for them. They'll probably pop up. Hey, guys, I just want to say, from me and my listeners, thank you so much for coming on the show this week. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
That was Burn the Res, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Rhode Island in New York, US of A. Now, if you want to be on the show, or you got a shout-out to send me, or music to submit, all you got to do is email me. The email address is livewirepodcastradio@gmail.com. All one word, no gaps in that. And I hope to hear from you soon. I'm out of here for this week, but I'll be back next week with another genre of brand new music. See you then.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Livewire Podcast Radio is copyright protected 2014 and comes under the Savile Sound trademark. I can hear you whispering.
I was gonna say I can hear the crickets. It's still dark over there.
Yeah, it's still dark. It's really early. You can hear crickets. That's amazing.
I think so.
No.
I don't know. I'll just take my headphones off and have a listen. Oh yeah, there's crickets. Wow, they are outside. You can hear that all the way from Rhode Island. That's impressive.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.